You were one of those?
He used to, after he went to hospital, come back and just happened to his eyes overnight.
It did?
Yeah, the doctor said he must have been a stroke in his eyes, a blood clot. But he can't see how to read the paper too good, but he does pretty good in driving. I'd go tell him whether he couldn't tell a green light from the red light.
Oh, really?
No, you see, and I'd have to look out for him. He could see the line in the road, you see, and it was kind of dangerous. I never would let him go by his path.
Yeah.
But now he can go to feed me all around. He can see a little better now than he used to could.
Well, you think you might learn to drive now?
Well, see, I believe I could automatic shift.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, see, because that tells you what to do. I told some of them that if anything, if Albert went before I did, that we had the car, if I, we had to ever get an automatic shift, I'd go learn to drive and kill myself. Ain't going to be nobody but me. I wouldn't care, I guess.
Right.
But I believe I could, it tells you what to do, you see. Miss Carla, she never did drive. She didn't learn to drive, but she's not kind of old.
Oh, really?
No. She run into a lumber pile up there on the side of the road one time when she got, said, did it hurt? Did it tear up the lumber or something? She didn't think about a car, but it didn't hurt it.
Oh, she's lucky it didn't hurt.
Yeah, that's the truth.
She
run through the garage one time. Oh. I guess I said, well, I believe I know how to stop it. I don't know what I wish I had. I wish I had a golf cart. I could drive. Some said, "Foot, you'd get killed out on the highway in a golf cart." I said, "Well, I'd put a flag on it." That man that lives up here on the hill has a tractor, and it has a little wagon behind it. Well, there's two wheels on it, and he's got a board on it. Well, he and his wife, they come down here. They did have some sheep.
Oh, they did, have some sheep.
Uh-huh, they had about 15. I think they still got some, but they, 'cause some got rogue, and they'd come down here and get in the yard and get in the fence, and he's afraid they'd get in the in the garden out there.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say she just wore shorts and just had a halter around you, you know, she's dark skinned, but she's as cute as she could be. She is so friendly. Said up there where they live, said they lived with folks 5 years that they never did even speak or wasn't neighbor or nothing. He said they just think it's so wonderful down here where people's friendly.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
and I said, and she sits back there in a little wagon on the boat. They come down here and she got them some watermelons. And, she'd come get green peas or beans, and they just couldn't get over it. You know, people being friendly, you know, here like that.
Well, you are certainly friendly, that's for sure.
Well, that's...
Oh.
I always like people, you know, like... You know you've met people that's hard to get acquainted with, haven't you?
Then you've met people
that seem like you've known them. Now you seem like I've known you all my life.
Well,
really.
That makes me feel good.
But I like people to feel like that when they're home.
Do.
They'd come in and won't talk or something, just, I don't know. I think they'd say, well, maybe the glass is too dirty or something. I said, well, I do the best I can.
When they would be making up a bed, what would be the last thing they put on the bed?
Or it'd be the spread or sheet.
Mm-hmm.
What have you used?
Used to have another name for it besides spread? Did they ever used to call it anything else? You remember the...
Well, some people used to use quilts. You know, a lot of people that have beautiful quilts, you know, they'd use them for a bed
you ever
spread.
Heard of them, call anything a counterpin or...
Yeah, I have. Some of them would do that. Not a counterpin, that'd be a spread.
Would that be the same as
a
spread?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. That's a word I guess they don't say much anymore.
That's it again.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Well, see, we have pillows. Now, you used to have bolsters,
bolster. Now, what would that...
Well, see, that would be a pillow, long pillow that'd come from one side of the bed to the other.
You mean it would go...
Uh-huh, clear across.
Oh,
that'd call a bolster. Take a long slip for it, and that way it would be better, you see, if two slept together. See, it wouldn't be...
Wouldn't be any down in a hole.
You see. It'd be all the same across.
Well, I mean...
What to call them, bolsters. I never made one, but I've seen them fixed that way.
How about, you mentioned quilt, how about something called... either a comfort or a comforter.
Well, a comfort quilt, you like you use, like if you wanted to put a blanket in between it.
Oh, I see.
Or something like that. Or cover an old quilt. You just tack that.
Oh, I see.
Tack it. I fixed them with wool thread. Every color. I gave my daughter one down here that had a blue border with stars on it. Had white reindeers on the side, and it was pieced with all kind of like a nine patch. Every piece was the same. And at every corner, it was tied with different colors thread. She liked to have a fit over that quilt, and it was so big, I never did use it, you know. And she just got married, and she needed it, and I had it put away, and I think I'm going to give that to her, and I won't have to buy her nothing.
Oh,
so I did.
That was
she
good.
She was so proud of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's proud of it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, now, sometimes if they have too many people sleeping and in visiting with you, and more people sleeping there than had beds.
Had to make a pallet.
That what they have?
Yeah.
Put down on the floor?
Yeah, I just get some quilts and just throw down a pillow. Didn't have enough pillows, that sofa pillows like that, they just throw down one of them.
Oh, they would?
Yeah, in the summertime, you just make a pallet.
Uh-huh.